looks like we're a little early. That's all right. Why don't you come sit next to me? You can sit across the table after they get here. Baby, you look so good in your brand new suit. Those slacks, they're just... I just love the way they fit you. It's, especially sexy. Knowing what you're wearing underneath for me. Those pretty pink panties. Oh, don't worry. I'm whispering. Nobody can hear me. Only you and I know that underneath your big bad power suits, you're wearing pretty panties. I bet that lace feels good against you, doesn't it? Lean a little closer. I'm just gonna put my hand on your thigh. Don't look down. We're in public. Please, be careful. I like to toy with you, but I don't necessarily want everyone else to know I'm toying with you. Remember, you're my pet. Oh, seems to me that it's getting you a little excited. What is it? Me calling you pet? In front of all of the other diners in this fancy restaurant? Well, maybe someone heard me. Well, I know I'm speaking quietly, but I've been told my voice carries. Powerful executive like yourself? My pet. Endlessly amusing to me. And apparently it's appealing to you, considering how you're straining the front of your brand new slacks. Oh, this is precious. Judy? Yeah, she and John are going to be along any second, so that only gives me a few more moments to run my nails along the underside of your shaft, and I can feel that lace through your slacks. That does feel good. So I guess you have a choice. Either you move now, before they get here, and that way they won't see your, predicament. They won't see how much you enjoy wearing those panties for me. Or you can wait till they arrive and, well, maybe use a menu or a napkin to cover yourself. But if you move now, then I can't touch you anymore. You don't want that, do you? Of course not. You'd do anything, even for the slightest attention from me. It's so cute. You really are the most adorable little thing. Oh, I think that's them. Look at you scramble. Your face is so red. I can see the candlelight playing off your red cheeks. Now, I suppose we can make small talk for the next hour or so, right? This is quite the meal, isn't it, Judy? Yes, I'm so glad we decided to come here, too. It's, well, it's one of the best restaurants in the city. Yeah. I'm looking forward to dessert too. Well, I'm not sure if you want to go grab the maitre d' or something. I can't seem to get the attention of the. Oh, you need to use the restroom anyway. John, would you perhaps track the maitre d' down? Right. Yeah, no, we'll stay right here. Yeah. Look at you. That was quite a meal, wasn't it? Are you ready for dessert? I've been teasing your legs and your feet all through dinner, but now I think it's time to up the ante. I think it's time to slide my foot out of these pumps and along your thigh. These nice expensive slacks. They feel so good against my toes. I just had my toes painted. Dark red, just like you like. I bet when we get home later, you're gonna suck on them, aren't you? You're gonna pop every last toe of mine into your mouth, one at a time, sucking gently, sliding your tongue between my toes. You're filthy. All the while on your knees, wearing those cute pink panties for me. Your cock straining like it is right now against my foot. I can feel that. You really want to be let out, huh? Let out to play? Well, I'm afraid we can't do that, but I can rub my toes along your length. Right here at the table. Nobody can see. Just let my toes curl. Ooh, you look like you're getting close. Already? Sometimes you can be just so. Well, I wouldn't want to call you pathetic on our special date night, would I? But come on, honey. Already on the edge? Oh, and here's Judy back from the bathroom. Yes, Judy, I was just trying to figure out what I wanted for dessert. I was thinking something like, they've got this delicious creme brulee here. So thick and creamy. It's delicious. Well, calories be damned, right? Sometimes you just have to have something. I'm sorry, honey. Were you saying something? I mean, you just had the funniest look on your face. Oh, maybe you just had to sneeze or something. What do you think you want for dessert? I bet you want something, it's a big old sticky mess. You seem to go for those kind of desserts, the really, messy kind that, well, ends up ruining your clothes, but, feels pretty good going down, Oh, Judy, John, you guys don't want to stay for dessert? You have to get home to the kids? Oh, that's such a shame. That's a real shame. No, it was a lovely night. Yes, wasn't it, honey? Yes, I'm sure we'll do this again. Yeah, no, it's on us. It's on us. You'll get it next time. You'll get it next time. Oh, I think we're gonna stay for some coffee. Maybe a dessert, but I don't know. he's been indulging himself just way too much lately, and... Well... you know how boys can be sometimes. Doing whatever they please. That's right. Ta-ta. Honey. You? I can't believe you came right here at the table. Sitting next to our friends. You are just ridiculous. You couldn't wait. You had to soil those cute little panties. You had to make a big sticky mess in your brand new slacks. It's ridiculous. I can't believe. I can't believe that all it took was just a couple of rubs with my toes. That's really pathetic, you know that? You should have been able to wait until we were at least at the car. No, I'm not going to let you cover yourself when we walk out. I want everyone to think that, well, at the very least, you pissed your pants. I kind of hope everyone notices. I mean, after all, you're the one who made the mess. Me? No. I was just having dinner. Just a nice, delicious dinner. And I think I'll pass on desserts. I seem to have lost my appetite. Don't think you're not rubbing my feet tonight. And if you're lucky, I'll let you lick them. And maybe, I'll let you come again, but... sweetie, you do not deserve it.